Chapter 4. From Intangible Gods, Daphne Leander, Year 10. Virtuousness. How is it defined? We are taught not to approach the edge, and certainly not to jump. But is bravery not a virtue? The train ride to the academy is so quiet that I can hear the wheels squeaking on the tracks and the hum of the electricity. The students, like the families in my building during the broadcast, huddle together, talking softly, if at all. Even Basil and Thomas aren't speaking. Penn watches the clouds blurring past us, and in the window's reflection, I think she's watching the patrolman standing at the head of our car. As promised, there was no lack of them this morning, holding open doors for us, nodding, saying good morning, as though to reassure us that our little world is safe. They cast suspicious glances at the men in particular. I don't know that I like this. The vigilance of the patrolmen is supposed to make me feel safe, but all it does is further the knowledge that something has changed. There are patrolmen watching us step off the train. Penn stays close to me, huffing indignantly as she tugs her skirt pleats down past her knees. Are all these eyes really necessary? She says.
They're only looking out for our safety, Basil says. Try to ignore them.
She looks over her shoulder after the patrolman who opened the academy door for us. She crinkles her nose but says nothing more. Normally, we'd have at least 10 minutes of free time in the lobby, but today we're supposed to report to our first classes immediately. I'll see you at lunch, I say to Basil. He reaches for my hand, hesitates, and drops his arm back at his side.
See you at lunch.
I watch him disappear into a group of his morning classmates.
What was that about? Penn says after we've rounded the corner.
I think he's going to kiss me soon, I say, suddenly feeling very awkward about what to do with my own hands. It seemed like he wanted to yesterday when he walked me home.
At last, my little girl is growing up, she says.
I'm 3 days older than you, I say. She bumps me with her shoulder. But I know all the things you're too sweet to know. Her laugh gives me more reassurance than all the patrolmen on intern.